Welcome to the Impacast, a show for maritime supply chain professionals who want to drive the industry forward the right way.
Lena Gothberg is a wonderful human being with almost three decades of experience in shipping and a stark passion for the industry. She is the owner of Gigs by Lena G and producer of the famous Shipping Podcast, a show that gives a voice to maritime professionals with interesting journeys and great ideas. Welcome, Lena. I am so happy to have you here today. I'm sure many of our listeners already know you in one way or another, but for the few who do not, can you introduce yourself, please, and the many great things you are working on?
Thank you very much for having me. So I am a consultant in the maritime industry. I have been working a long time, as you said. I started off by reading or studying law, and then I got introduced to the maritime industry through the marine insurance. And first I was a broker, as a marine insurance broker for a Swedish company, which was then owned by a Norwegian. So I've been working for Norwegians. We were bought by English people, so I've been working for English people. And then they were bought by American company. So that is nowadays Marsh Marine and Energy. So I have experience from working with all these different kinds of cultures. When I left as a marine insurance broker, it was a small firm, it was a startup. I went into becoming a marine underwriter for Trygg-Hansa, which is Codan, which is Royal and Sun Alliance, so back to English and Danish managers. So I've been experiencing that as well. And after 10 years, I left, and I thought I would take a break from working because I had my parents, they were old and a little bit ill, and I wanted to take care of them. And after 3 months of a break, I was asked to take care of the Institute of Shipping Analysis, which is, at that time was an association working with business intelligence for the maritime industry on a global arena. So everything about, you know, the order book and all the macroeconomics that is influencing our industry and so on. But I didn't get a budget for marketing. So I started to hang out with people who do online marketing and understand how it works. I studied a lot of how the strategy behind social media. And after a while, I had been talking about podcast. Someone should start a podcast about the maritime industry. And when I had said that for a year, I was told, are you going to do it or are you just going to talk about it? So almost 6 years ago, I started the Shipping Podcast, which is so much fun. It started out as a hobby, and I thought maybe I need to twist the arms of, you know, my brother or someone to listen to it. But today it's downloaded in more than 180 countries around the world, and it's listened to approximately 8,000 times per month, which is interesting. I never thought that would happen. But so far, not a lot of the maritime companies has understood that you could actually market yourself through a podcast. So it's still a hobby in a way, but it's becoming more than a hobby. It's eating my time, and I find so much joy in doing it. In addition, I do other things. Like, I work for an association here in Gothenburg. I'm based in Gothenburg in Sweden. And in Gothenburg, we have all the automotive companies. All the big brands are here, and they are developing their software. So I work for an association where they are promoting broadband, which sounds rather boring. But if you don't have a broadband, you can't have autonomous vehicles and a lot of other stuff. And also in Gothenburg, Ericsson have their 5G innovation center for the world. So I get to listen to all these cool people and what they are doing. And all I think is, wow, this is going to happen to the maritime industry in the future. And I already know a lot about it.
Sounds absolutely amazing. And it's great to know that your trajectory in life has been so diverse. And you finally settled for just being happy to listen other people's super interesting stories, which is it's fantastic. And you are privileged to hear, or privileged, you really made your own privilege, but you are in such a great position to hear all these great people, and especially on your podcast, which I highly recommend. Can you tell me, where can our listeners find your podcast? Is it everywhere?
It's everywhere. It's on all podcast platforms out there that you're usually listening to podcasts through. So it's on your mobile. If you are on an iPhone, it's on the podcaster, Apple Podcaster. If you're on an Android, you can listen either through Google Podcast or on the Stitcher app or something like that. But it's also available on Spotify. I do have a website, which is shippingpodcast.com. And when I put that up 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I decided that everyone who was going to tell me I don't know how to listen, they will not have that excuse, because I put up a big play button in the center of that website. So if you can't do anything else, if you don't know anything about podcasts, go to shippingpodcast.com and press the play button.
Excellent. So if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, just after this episode, make sure to just write in the search bar Shipping Podcast and subscribe to that one as well. You don't want to miss any episode from there either. So Lena, I know you also play a big part in pushing the sustainability agenda, and notably the gender equality agenda. And you are also very active within WISTA. Can you perhaps talk a bit more about this?
I became a member of WISTA in Sweden in the year 2000. And I did that because at that time I was promoted to become a manager. And I didn't really know who to talk to about things that was on my mind. As a manager, you can't really discuss that with your employees. You need to find someone else to speak to. And WISTA also offered a lot of interesting speeches, people who was sharing their, you know, experience and knowledge, either in a seminar or just when we had these networking meetings. And my first WISTA meeting, or my second maybe, was the WISTA International AGM and conference in Gothenburg. So there were so many women from all over the world that just turned up on my doorstep. And I found it so interesting. So I have been a vivid member of WISTA's, 21 years now. So I have built a really broad network. And during the years 2004 to 2008, I was the president of WISTA in Sweden, which meant that I also became very active on the international arena. Started to WISTA International is built by their national WISTA associations. So it's the country where you live in that you are belonging to, that national WISTA association. And then there is an umbrella organization on top of that, which is WISTA International, trying to, you know, work with branding of WISTA, trying to exchange knowledge between countries and support each other and so on. So I think I've been to 15 international conferences after that, and I've learned so much. I have met so many bright and beautiful and so knowledgeable women. So I thought, when I left this Institute of Shipping Analysis, what should I do now? And decided to start the podcast. I want everyone else to listen to them, because there is so much knowledge also by the women in this industry, but they are hardly ever listened to, because they are not given the platform to speak. And when I started the shipping podcast, I set up my goal to be, I want 50-50 women and men as guests on my podcast. I hardly believed it myself at that time, but I'm happy to report that now it's actually a reality. But going back to Vista, during 2018, for 2 years until late 2020, I was the communications and support manager for Vista International, the International Umbrella Association. So that meant that I was working with branding and I was working with communication in all different social channels. And I worked together with another Vista member, a member from Vista USA called Jillian Tobias, and she was more on the external communication side. She was writing press releases and all of that. And together, I think we brought something really good to Vista International and made it even more visible than it was before. And during the last years, we've also been working with the sustainability agenda, of course, like everyone else. Vista International was founded in 1970. No, it was Vista in the UK was founded in 1974, but then it developed from there. So we've been doing this for 40 years or so, but you know, it's not until now that all these items has come to the top of the agenda. So we put up a pledge for inclusion and diversity, working together with more than 15 countries within Vista International. And you can have a look at the inclusion, diversity and inclusion pledge, which I think is really great. I live in Sweden and I think maybe that diversity is one thing. For me, it's like 50-50 men and women. Then I speak with some Vista sister for instance, Nigeria or in Latin America. And for them, it's like, if we have one female speaker in a conference, for them, that is enough. That is inclusion and diversity. So it's important to also remember that it's not only what it is for me, it's for everyone. And that is what Vista International is aiming at, to find the common ground and what we can all agree on.
Is this pledge just for national Vista organizations, or is it for companies as well to be able to pledge?
It is for companies as well to be able to pledge. We have put it online, and I will send you and share with you a link so you can share that with your listeners.
Definitely. Everybody will be able to find the link to that in the podcast notes, in the show's notes. So please do have a look as well. And you know, let's all join in for something as important as diversity. So as you said, Lena, half of the people welcomed in the Shipping Podcast are women, which is fantastic. What is the feedback you receive from your listeners? And also, what is the feedback you receive from the women you invite?
Well, the feedback I get from my listeners is when the episodes are released. I don't get anyone mentioning anything about the gender of the guest, ever. I get a lot of feedback from young people, and they are just interested in the topic or the knowledge that is shared on the episode. I get a lot of feedback. I get a lot of both emails and messages through LinkedIn mainly, where people, they actually do love my podcast, which is a little bit strange, but good. And I try to reply to each and every comment that I get. The guests, what their feedback is, I think you want me to say that the female guests are a little bit more nervous, but I can tell you they are not. There is no difference depending on the gender. I think that before the coronavirus, I always did all my interviews in person. So I sat down with the guest and we were talking. And after a while, I forgot that there was a microphone because it was just a chat. Now it's a little bit more, you know, you need to come online and you need to think about your microphone and it's going to be recorded and all of that. So it's a little bit more obvious that you are being recorded. But on the other hand, where would we be without Corona? Everyone is now used to being online in video meetings. So it's not that a big deal anymore. But me having a microphone gives me access to so many more people. So I think maybe there was, you know, a void where people didn't, they couldn't even speak about what they loved the most, the maritime industry, and what they do in their everyday job. So maybe I just filled that void. I don't know. The most feedback I get is after the interview. You have a little chat afterwards, and I usually ask them if there is something else that they wanted to bring up that I forgot, or something that they had on their chest that they wanted to, you know, talk about, because I can always edit. I can cut and put in between. And they usually say, no, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't as big deal as I thought it would be.
That's great to hear. Yesterday, I had the first interview on this podcast with Anel Medina, and she's the purchase manager at Lauritz & Cossan. And she was equally frightened in the beginning, and 5 minutes into the episode, she started becoming so relaxed, and she just told her life story without absolutely any fear anymore. It's very nice to see that this sort of conversation can depart from the mechanical introduction onto a more, you know, nice 101 relaxing conversation. So it's great to see that.
Yeah, but Jasmine, it's also because of you.
Thank you very much, but I think it's also because women and generally guests realize at one point that there is nothing to be afraid of, and that their life story is quite interesting. I find their life story is very, very interesting. And whenever I listen to things, even when you talk to me about your experience, I find it very interesting. So I think you need that reinforcement from the other side, where people go, wow, that's great. And you think, oh, is it? Okay, well then I actually have an interesting life story.
Yeah, I think I've had a few guests who actually became, yeah, I can do this. I can do this again after that they have tried on with the shipping podcast. So I'm happy if I can, you know, also try and make the way for new women, for women talking in new channels.
Definitely. And I'd say to all our listeners, back in 2018, when I started working at IMPA, the shipping podcast was the one thing that helped me very much get more comfortable with the profession and working in shipping. I would listen to really great episodes, especially the ones where there were women guests. And I would feel part of a very large community, even if it wasn't really necessarily a community with people knowing me, but I would know them, and I felt suddenly more close and a little bit more ingrained in this community, and I felt more empowered. So I would definitely recommend everyone who listens to this, definitely head over to the shipping podcast afterwards. It's something that you don't want to miss.
Thank you very much, Jasmine. Maybe you can become my marketing manager.
So, Lena, why is diversity so important?
I think it's important for the individuals. And I think it's important for the bottom line for the companies. And I think it's important for our profile as a maritime industry. We are not only gray-haired elderly men who are working in this industry. There's so many great young people. And young people want to work in diverse groups. And diverse groups, I mean, it's a lot of innovation. You dare to speak your mind, and you get creative. And you know, maybe also females or other kinds of diverse people in a group has more and a bigger understanding of what the clients want. not all clients are elderly, gray-haired men. So maybe we need to find a way to speak to them as well. And it makes me so happy when I see young females, 35 years old, and they bring all their knowledge that they have into this industry, because we need to keep them here and help us develop the maritime industry and show everyone how cool we are, because we are.
Are you enjoying the podcast? Make sure the dialogue doesn't end here. Head over to the IMPA blog for a lengthier discussion on green procurement and supply chain management. IMPAblog.com, the original home for the latest maritime procurement news, groundbreaking insights and critical thinking.
We are definitely cool. I know my parents, when they heard initially that I would work in the shipping industry, they thought, oh, how antiquated. I said, no, not at all. The innovation zone at IMPA London, whenever we have it every single year, is just filled and brims with creativity and innovation. So nothing antiquated about it. We're doing such wonderful things. And I'm going to tell you all about it. And you're going to get very bored in the next few months and years while I work in here. But just bear with me.
But I think also we hear a lot about now, especially nowadays, it's a lot about the first woman, the first female captain, the first female head of port, or the first, even, you know, the first vice president in the United States and so on. But I'm interested in the next woman. What are companies doing to, you know, pave the way for the young women? How are they actually branding themselves to the younger generation, and especially to young women? That is what I'm challenging the industry to do.
I'm finding this a challenge as well at IMPA. My membership officer and myself, we've been through some training recently. And this was specifically on how we can make IMPA a better association, a more inclusive association, and to drive the industry forward together with our members. And one of the things that marked me was that we have to change some of the terminology we have in order to be more inclusive of the young people. Youngsters already have connectivity all the time, and they have these social networks, and they don't rely on membership associations as they used to in the past. So we do have to look at the terminology and change some of the things. I remember one of the main things that stuck with me was the fact that we have to change the become a member part of the association. No one in the younger generation is looking to become members of a professional association anymore. They want to join the community.
Yes. Yes.
And I fully agree with that as well, because I am 27 years of age, so I definitely would be looking to join a community or be part of a change of a certain movement rather than become a member. So listeners who are thinking of becoming IMPA members or who are already IMPA members, stay tuned, because we will be changing some of the terminology we have going on.
I think that is a great idea. For me, being as old as I am, I think I am, that has played in my advantage, because, you know, I'm not 25 as just started a podcast. I am 60 years old and I have started a podcast. Both, I think, yeah, I mean, in a way, maybe I'm doing something that not a lot of other people in my age do. I'm curious, and I like tech. So I try and find out how to do this. But I also have the advantage of being I'm not an elderly woman, but I'm a woman with some knowledge and experience who is doing this. Usually for a podcast, it's someone who knows all about podcasting, but not a lot about the topic that is going to be discussed. This is now, the trend is now to do what I have done. I know a lot about my topic, the maritime industry, and I want to share it in all different channels possible. And that is what you are doing at IMPA as well. You are adding a channel onto your existing channels where you talk about and share knowledge and experience with your members, or with your community, rather.
And you are always welcome to talk about your experiences with us. I'm officially extending an invitation for one Lena episode per month, if you want.
Thank you. You will be bored with me.
I doubt that. So we work, as we said, in a historically male-dominated sector. So I guess my final question would be, how can the shipping industry move from discussion to action, and how can we accelerate gender parity?
It's about pinpointing the men who want the same change that we want. And then start measuring to see when are they actually moving forward? When are they doing what, you know, walking the talk? When is something happening? And then celebrate that. We need to share the goals that we have reached with other people. And as I said, I mean, it comes from the top. You need to have the top guys talking about this and committing. And we have to, you know, look for accountability. We will not accept the talk anymore. We also need the walk.
That's excellent. Lena, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And please rest assured, you will be here again. And I'm also reassuring our listeners of this. We definitely want you back at one point in the future.
Thank you very much, Jasmine, for inviting me. It was my honor. And it's nice to be on the other side of the microphone for once. I don't have to do all the work.